Okay, let's review Sukkah Daf Gimel. There was a machlokas in the Mishnah. If you have a Sukkah that is more than 20 amos tall, is it kosher? That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Or is it pasul? That is the opinion of the Rabbanan. We had a further machlokas. What is the case that they argue about? Do they only argue about a very small kind of Sukkah, or one that's only 7 by 7 tefachim, or perhaps 4 by 4 amos? Or do they even argue about a larger Sukkah? The Shita that holds that they only argue in a smaller type of Sukkah would say that everybody agrees that a larger type of Sukkah is kosher. So we finished off yesterday's shir with a raya from a story of Hilani Amalka, that the Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya from the fact that Hilani Amalka sat in a sukkah that was more than 20 amos tall, and the Rabbanan Lo Amru La Davar didn't say anything to criticize her, that he is correct that a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall is kosher. That raya only works if the sukkah of Hilani Amalka was a sukkah that is subject to this machlokas. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda brings the sukkah of Hilani Amalka as a raya to his position tells you that whatever kind of sukkah Hilani Amalka sat in is the kind of sukkah that's subject to this machlokas. What kind of sukkah did Hilani Amalka sit in? Presumably a very large one. She was a queen, after all, and therefore this seems to be a raya that the machlokas applies not only by a sukkah katana, but even by a sukkah gedola. The Gemara rejects this proof, however, and says that maybe Hilani Amalka and maybe Hilani Amalka sat bikitonios, in small side rooms off of the main room of the sukkah. So the sukkah may have in fact been very large, but if each of the side rooms was only 7 by 7 tefachim, then you would still have the same machlokas, whether it's the same machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban, whether it's allowed to be more than 20 amos tall or not. Then on Gimel Amud Aleph, we have two fundamental machlokas in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. One is on a presumably da'oraisa level, how large does a sukkah have to be? Does a sukkah have to be only large enough to fit Rosh of Arubo, majority of a person, which is 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, that is the opinion of the Beis Hillel, or does the sukkah have to be so large that it could hold Rosh of Arubo Vishulchano, person plus his table, which would mean that it has to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. The Gemara says that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak holds Halacha Tzricha Shetei Machzekes Rosh of Arubo Vishulchano, we paskin like the Beis Shammai. There is an additional machlokes if a person is in fact in a large sukkah, but his Shulchano B'socha Bayis, his table is inside the house, is that okay? Is a person Yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah in that way? Beis Shammai holds no. Gazrinan Shammai Yemashech Achar Shulchano. We're concerned that he's going to end up going to wherever his table is inside the house. Whereas the Beis Hillel holds, it's fine. He's in a plenty large enough sukkah, so we're not concerned about where his table is. There happens to be a third opinion about the minimum size of a sukkah that the Gemara also mentions, and that is the opinion of Rebbe, that the minimum size of a sukkah is neither 6 by 6 tefachim the way the Beis Hillel says, nor 7 by 7 tefachim the way the Beis Shammai says, but rather it's 4 amos by 4 amos. On the bottom of Amud Aleph, once we mention Rebbe's opinion that a sukkah is defined as 4 amos by 4 amos, we point out that there are a number of halachos, 10 halachos mentioned in Ebraisa, that all depend on a 4 amma by 4 amma house, that a house would only be defined as a house for 10 different halachos if it's 4 amos by 4 amos. Even if you hold that a sukkah is allowed to be smaller than 4 amos by 4 amos, you may insist in these other halachos that the house needs to be 4 amos by 4 amos. A sukkah, after all, is a diras arai, and therefore, by definition, it could be a smaller area. What are these 10 halachos? Mezuzah, ma'aka, Negoim, which is Tsaras, Batei Orechoma, the concept that when you sell a house in a walled city, you have a year to redeem it, and if you don't, it's a permanent sale, doesn't even go back at Yovel. Chosnel of Merchei HaMelchama, returning from war on account of having recently built the house, making requiring the house to participate in Eruv, requiring them to participate in a Shi Tufei Mavuos, placing the Eruv for the Bnei HaChatzer in the house, and using the house to connect two cities that are at some distance from each other with regard to Eruvei Tchumen, and dividing the house. So the Gemara points out the source for all of these different halachos. The first five halachos are very simply because the Torah uses the term bayis. The bayis ksivbu bakulu, it says bayis by all of them, and therefore the definition of a bayis is 4 by 4 amos. The fact that they can't participate, that you need 4x4 amos for the house to participate in an Eruv or a Shituf, or to place the Eruv in, that's because it's dependent on Dira. It needs to be a house that's Ro'i L'Dira. And in terms of the last two halachos, the Gemara says, Einos Noso Ibur Bin Shtei Ayaros, we don't even treat it like a hut, because a hut, at least, is Ro'i for its basic use. This is not even Ro'i for its basic use. So, and what about the last halacha that Achin and Shutfin do not divide it up? So the Gemara says it means to say that it doesn't have a din chaluka like a chatzer. The halacha is it doesn't have a din chaluka rather in a chatzer. The halacha is that we divide up a chatzer when people want to divide up a chatzer. We divide it up based on the number of doorways you have coming out of your house. So that only works if your house is 4x4 amos. If your house is not 4x4 amos, then it's irrelevant how many doorways you have that open up into the chatzer. It does not give any advantage in the division of that chatzer.